Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our program, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. I am your host, Christopher. During our program, please join us in our chat rooms where you can comment, ask questions, or discuss our program. You will find that on blogtalkradio.com/hallelujah-pete. You may also email us your questions at hallelujahpete@gmail.com. You may also send a text message to us with your questions or comments to area code 567-259-6043. Also, like us on our Facebook page, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. Now here is our Bible teacher, Hallelujah Pete.
Happy Monday, everybody. And once again, I say unto you, my precious brothers and sisters listening out there, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I also say thank you, Jesus, for another lesson in Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. And as you know, there are so many versions for us to draw from, but all of our lessons and instructions will be taken this evening from the Old King James Version of the Bible. And as I welcome you all to this episode tonight, I am looking forward to starting a new study from the book of Judges. And we know this book is preeminent with men and women who were given authority over Israel and helped them through, you might say, the dark ages of their existence. Now, I highly suggest that you have your Bible sources open, meaning your laptops, tablets, Bible apps, or regular Bibles, and have your pens and pencils ready for taking notes. Another reminder, about every 10 minutes or so, we will have a commercial break, during which time you may ask questions or comment or inquire if you like. The host has graciously set up a chat room for that purpose. Now, before we get started, as I always do personally, I must take this time because of my gratitude towards all of you who are listening out there that are giving me input on and feedback on this particular show. My precious brothers and sisters, your comments and advice I am using, I'm telling you, continue to do that for me, please. Now, okay, our theme song for the soul suggests, as it always does, the question for this hour is, are you standing on the promises of God or Jesus Christ? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, both will have eternal life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. That's taken from John chapter 5, verse 24. My precious brothers and sisters listening out there, from death, physical death, and spiritual death, you're passed to eternal life, spiritual life exclusively, if you hear the word of God through Jesus Christ, and you believe on God sent him. Jesus said again, strive to enter at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall be not able. This is taken from Luke chapter 13, verse 24. The promise is that the straight gate is the way, my precious brothers and sisters. Any other way will not give you eternal life. Jesus said again, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That was said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. Now, we must understand by reference, we are a part of that godliness. So the promise is that if we follow Jesus and we assure that through keeping his commandments that we will sit on the throne. It reiterates that in the book of Philadelphia, or I should say Laodicea, the Spirit speaking to the church at Laodicea, that if you do what the Spirit says to the church, then you will sit on the throne with Jesus as he sits on the throne with his Father. Now, my brothers and sisters, the question is again for this hour, are you standing on the promises of Jesus Christ? Okay, let's go to the next item on the agenda. And I always share this with you, and you know that the Bible is written in code. I must stress this emphatically. It is written in mysteries, secrets, parables, prophecies, proverbs, paradoxes, riddles, and symbols. And the only way to break this code is through study and learning. And that's why we are here together tonight with one another, to study and learn together. Okay, let's go to the study. Turn your Bible sources with me to Judges, the book of Judges. This is the first instruction, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. And this is the instruction that I want you to keep in mind as I read the text to you. Judah led Israel after Joshua. So technically, the first judge in the book of Judges was Judah, from the tribe of Judah. And this is what it says in verse 1 through 4. It says, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? And the Lord God Almighty said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said unto Simeon, his brother, come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him, and Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hands, and they slew all of them in Bechus, 10,000 men. So that is what occurred in this instance. Now let's go to Acts chapter 21. We're going to see how in the New Testament complement it gives us a similar event in Acts chapter 21. Verse 18 through 20. And I see that we're at our first break. Let's take that first break, and then we'll continue with the lesson.
Testifiers, let us pray. Loving God, I pray that you will comfort me in my suffering. Lend skill to the hands of my healers, and bless the means used for my cure. Give me such confidence in the power of your grace that even when I'm afraid, I put my whole trust in you. Be near me in my time of weakness and pain. Sustain me by your grace, that my strength and courage may not fail. Heal me according to your will, and help me always to believe that what happens to me here is of little account if you hold me in eternal life. Lord, look upon me with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon me. May your life-giving powers flow into every cell of my body and into the depths of my soul. Lord, I ask that you cleanse me, purify me, restore me to wholeness and strength for your service in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Today, walk in faith and trust God's timing. God bless you.
Welcome back to our program, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. Now here is our Bible teacher, Hallelujah Pete.
Okay, my precious brothers and sisters, you know that we're on the first instruction in Judges, and we just read that Judah led Israel after Joshua. So technically, Judah was the first judge in the book of Judges. And what we're looking at now is the complement, Acts 21, verse 18 through 20. And we're going to see where we're going to read about the brother of Jesus. His brother was named James, that he was actually the first leader of the way, which was the way of Jesus after Jesus had died and resurrected and ascended into heaven. Listen to what Acts 21, verse 18 through 20 says. And the day following, Paul went up with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they had heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and that they are all zealous of the law. So the report was made not to Peter, as a lot of us would think that Peter was the rock upon which Jesus said, I will build my church. Well, James actually led the church first. Okay, let's go back to Judges. Turn your Bible sources with me back to Judges. We're going to look at instruction number 2, and we're going to be looking at Judges chapter 1, verse 21 and verse 27 through 33. And listen, my precious brothers and sisters, this is the instruction that I want you to keep in mind as I read the text to you. Israel didn't completely drive out all of the Canaanites. That is where we ourselves, my precious brothers and sisters, fall short of the glory of God. And we're going to see the physical example of falling short, meaning that we're supposed to eradicate sin. But, of course, we do not. We keep some sin around, and that is to our disadvantage, as Israel was disadvantaged because they didn't completely drive out the Canaanites, which God told them to do. Listen to what Judges says, Judges chapter 1, verse 21. It says, and the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites, that inhabited Jerusalem, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem unto this day. Did you hear that, my brothers and sisters? They're still not. You see what's going on in Israel today with the Palestinians? Judah is trying, or I should say the Israelites are trying to eliminate, which they should have not had that facing them to this day. But this is what happened in the book of Judges, and this is what the Bible says, and it is still occurring today. Listen to what verse 27 through 33 says. because that was only identifying one tribe. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters out there. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beersheren and her towns, nor Taanach and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Abelim and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly drive them out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites, they that dwelt in Gaza. But the Canaanite dwelt in Gaza among them, and neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Naphtali, but the Canaanites dwelt among them and became tributaries. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Echo, nor the inhabitants of Zidon, nor of Alab, nor of Achzeb, nor of Helpa, nor of Apek, nor of Rehob. But the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Bethamah, but he dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and of Bethamah became tributaries unto them. So you can see where the problem here was that Israel didn't completely drive out the Canaanites, and that was the commandment of God. Now let's go to our New Testament complement, and we're going to see how that impacts us to this day, my brothers and sisters. That is critical. Listen to what the book of Revelations has to say about that. Revelations chapter 2, verse 21 through 23. And then, no, we're going to look at Revelations chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. Listen to what Spirit says to the churches about driving out sin. I counsel thee to buy of me gold in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, and that thou mayest see. This is what we are counseled to do. Get rid of all things that are contrary to godliness. Verse 19 continues, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. So you can see that this has not been done, and that is key, and that is why we are in turmoil to this very day, my precious brothers and sisters. Now let's go to the next instruction. Turn your Bible sources back with me to Judges chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verse 1 through 4. And this is the third instruction out of the book of Judges. And this is the instruction that I want you to keep in mind as I read the text to you. Israel punished for not driving out the Canaanites. Did you hear that, my precious brothers and sisters? That's where we also stand today, because we have not driven out sin. We are under punishment. Listen to what the book of Judges said in verse 1 through 4. And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go out of the land of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. And I will come, and it will come to pass, when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. My precious brothers and sisters, that is where we are subjected today, because we have not and are not obeying the word of God. And that is the illustration we're getting what happened to Israel in the book of Judges. Now, let's look at the book of Revelations. Let's go to Revelations chapter 2, and we're going to get an understanding of the complement that substantiates exactly what they suffered then and what we're suffering now. We want to go to Revelations chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 21 through 23 and verse 29. I see we're at our next break. Let's take that break, and then we will continue with the lesson.
I can is a phrase that we need to permanently remove from our vocabulary. In life, there's no perfect person. There are no perfect set of circumstances. All of us have areas of our lives that are less than perfect. Yet there are some that, despite their disability, find a way to do what others say they can't do. Moses was a stutterer. Isaac was blind. Mephibosheth had crippled legs. In our modern world, Albert Einstein, the mathematician, physicist, had a learning disability. He didn't speak until he was 3 years old. Yet he overcame these challenges to be known as one of the brightest men of our times. Alexander Graham Bell, Walt Disney, and George Washington all had learning disabilities. Yet they led, created, and inspired. Ludwig van Beethoven is the greatest composer and musician, and yet he was deaf. Helen Keller, who devoted her life to persons with disabilities, she was blind, deaf, and mute. What excuses are you using in your life? What things are you saying I can't do when you really could be saying I can? Get it.
Welcome back to our program, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. Now here is our Bible teacher, Hallelujah Pete.
Okay, my precious brothers and sisters, we're talking about the second instruction. Israel didn't completely drive out all the Canaanites, and the results of why. And now we're looking at today's complement, Revelation chapter 3, verse 18 through 21, and it tells us exactly what we're confronted with today because we have not driven out sin. Listen to what Revelation chapter 3, verse 18 through 21 says. It says, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, thy charity, thy service, thy faith, thy patience, thy works, and at the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. My precious brothers and sisters, that tells us exactly what happens when you do not obey the word of God. Now let's go back to our lesson for tonight, the instruction number 4. We're going to be reading Judges chapter 2 again. Take another instruction from chapter 2, verse 10 through 15. And this is the instruction number 4 that I want you to keep in mind as I read the text to you. Listen, my precious brothers and sisters, Israel serves other gods. My brothers and sisters, that is what happens when you do not completely eliminate things, the world, from your life. You will serve the world. And we know that Jesus the Christ said you cannot serve two masters. And of course we know God says that I am the Lord thy God. You shall have no other gods before me. So we understand that we must be as totally perfect as we can be. But this is what happened to them in the book of Judges, because they did not obey the Lord God Almighty. Verse 10 says, and also all that generation was gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Baalim. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord God to anger. My precious brothers and sisters, and they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtoreth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about them, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out of the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord, he said, as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. My precious brothers and sisters, this is what we face today because we do not follow the commandments of God. We do not, as Paul would say, be unequally yoked to non-believers. For what fellowship has light with darkness? What communion has righteousness with unrighteousness? What concord has Christ with Baal? And other warnings and admonitions Christ that Paul gave us, because we are not adhering to that, we are subjected to what the spoiler has done, did to Jude, Israel in the book of Judges today. In fact, what we're going to do, let's go to our New Testament complement. Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews. We're going to look at Hebrews, and we're going to look at chapter 3, 7 through 11. Listen, my precious brothers and sisters, what the Hebrew writer said. He said, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of the temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with this generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. My precious brothers and sisters, that is the result of disobedience. And that's what I want you to get from that instruction. Okay, let's go to the next instruction. We're going to turn our tablets and Bible sources back to Judges chapter 2. Again, we're going to take another instruction from chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 16 through 19. And this is the instruction. It's instruction number 5, the era of judges. Okay, now we're just going to hear about this point in time in the book of Judges. And then we're going to look at our complement and see our point in time, our era today, right now, in the world, and see how it compares. This is what Judges chapter 2, verse 16 through 19 says. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hands of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, they did not do so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. But it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers and followed other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn ways. My brothers and sisters, that's what happened during the time of the judges. Can you see similarly what's happening today with us? Listen, let's go to our New Testament complement. We're going to go to John chapter 17. Let's go. Turn your Bible sources with me to John chapter 17. We're going to look at verse 7 through 13. Is what Jesus prayed to the Father concerning us, that we wouldn't fall like they did in the time of the judges. Listen to what Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, verse 7 through 13. Now they have known that all things whereunto thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gave me, and they have received them. And they have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for thou art thine, and all of mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep those that are in thy name, that whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them from in your name. Those that have given me I kept. None of them was lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these that I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. This is the remedy, my precious brothers and sisters, that we receive through Jesus Christ. Without that, we will end up just like the judges. We will turn back and be a part of the world, and we will be punished because of that. Okay, I see we're at the next break. Let's take that break, and then we'll continue with the lesson.
I've come to the realization that, on my own, it's impossible to win. On my own, there are some strongholds I can't break. There are some problems that I can't overcome on my own. This is not the time to be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Look around you. Look at the signs of the times. We need to be all in for God. This is not the time to entertain a little bit of hidden sin in your life. Be all in for God. This is no time to be weak. No time to be wary. No time to be half-hearted with your prayer life. Because the enemy is out there, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Now, our strength as children of God is found in prayer. but we can't play with prayer. We can't neglect our prayer life. This isn't the time to be consumed by thoughts of fear, anxiety, or worry. This isn't the time to be an unbelieving believer, a halfway Christian, you know, someone who kinda, sorta thinks they believe sometimes. Be all in for God. This isn't the time to believe that Jesus walked on water, raised the dead, healed the sick, but doubt that he can perform miracles in your own life too. This isn't the time to feel like you want to serve God. It's a time, a season for us not to just chase after God, but burn for him. This is a time to burn with a pure and holy passion. This is a time to wait upon the Lord and renew our strength. This is a time to mount up with wings as eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. This is a time to be all in for God. Every one of us has had to face a roadblock at one point or another in our lives, something that tried to stop us from growing, something that tried to hinder us from walking with God, something that tried to block our journey with God. And these roadblocks come in many forms. They come in the form of past rejections, past failures, past hurts, even past sins. But the Word of God in Psalms says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Think about that the next time you come up against a roadblock. Lift your eyes to the hill and look for your help to overcome adversity in God. The strength for us to conquer anything is drawn from Christ. We have to stand on God's word and claim, declare, pronounce, and speak victory before we even see it. And when you do this, we aren't speaking empty affirmations. You're speaking God's word into your life. There's a difference.
Welcome back to our program, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. Now here is our Bible teacher, Hallelujah Pete.
Okay, my precious brothers and sisters, we're on instruction number 6. We're going to be looking at Judges chapter 2 again, and we're going to get information. We're going to read text 20 or verse 20 through 23. And this is the instruction that I want you to pay attention to as I read the text to you. God punishes Israel for disobedience. My precious brothers and sisters, the only reason, listen, my precious brothers and sisters, the only reason we suffer is because of disobedience. Listen to what happened in Judges, chapter 2, verse 20 through 23. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not hearken and drive out from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. So we too, my brothers and sisters, are facing the same condemnation. If we do not obey the Lord God, he will not drive out the evil from among us. Now let's go to Matthew. Turn your Bible sources with me to Matthew. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 22 or 23, and we're going to look at several verses and listen to what we are confronted with today. Jesus is telling us this parable. Listen to what he says in Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 through 5. He says, Then spake Jesus to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and they do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move one of their fingers, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. Then verse 13 through 16 gives us more of the disobedience that Jesus is chiding the Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees with. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of the heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither there suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses for a pretense, make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whatsoever shall swear by the temple is it nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. My precious brothers and sisters, that is telling us that we, because of disobedience, are going to suffer the consequences. Let's go to the next instruction. Turn your Bible sources back with me to Judges chapter 3. This time we're going to take our instruction from Judges chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. And this is the instruction of chapter 7. I want you to keep in mind, as I read the text to you, God proved Israel by warning them against these people. God is proving us, my brothers and sisters, by warring us against the flesh. We know that Paul taught it well, that it's the flesh against the spirit, and it's the spirit against the flesh. Okay, let's read what Judges 3, 1 through 4 says. Now, these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many as Israel had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof, namely five lords of the Philistines and all of the Canaanites and all of the Sidonians and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal-Hermon unto the entering into Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. Now this is what happened. Continually God was giving them reprieve, and they were continually falling into disobedience, rejecting God's mercy. Let's now go to our New Testament compliments. We're going to go, turn with me to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18 and verse 25. Listen, this is what we are confronted with today. This is how Paul is trying to establish a consistency with us, that we be obedient and not suffer the consequences of disobedience. Listen to what Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says. This I say then, Paul is talking, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. This is key, my brothers and sisters, and verse 25 completes the thought. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. My precious brothers and sisters, we must walk to talk, and that is compulsory in order to overcome. Now I see we're at the last break of the day or the lesson. Let's take that break, and then we'll complete the lesson. Okay, I see that.
When we're laying on our deathbed, you're not going to worry about how much money you had, how much power you had, how much prestige. You're going to see that that was all game, that that was all an illusion. The only thing that's going to matter is the impact you had on other people's lives.
We are all on a separate journey. But the beautiful thing about our life here on this earth is at my funeral, they ain't going to talk about my success. They're going to talk about who Nick was. And how Nick lived, and how Nick loved and encouraged.
Success is incredibly important, but even more important than success, it's having an impact. It's knowing you haven't walked the planet in vain. It's knowing that because you've been here, you've blessed lives, you've developed people. And you have made the world a better place.
The effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart. And all that will be left of you is what was in your heart.
Life is a mirror, and life gives us not what we want. Life gives us who we are. When you were born, you cried while the world rejoiced. Live your life in such a way that when you die, the world cries while you rejoice.
Welcome back to our program, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. Now here is our Bible teacher, Hallelujah Pete.
Okay, my precious brothers and sisters, let's go into the next instruction, number 8. We're going to Judges. We're going to look at Judge chapter 3, verse 5 through 11. And what I want you to do is keep in mind this particular instruction. As I read the text to you, Judge Othniel ruled for 40 years. This is where the identification of the judges comes to fruition in the book of Judges. We're looking at Othniel as technically the first judge, even though I mentioned Judah was the first judge technically. So this is what it says about Othniel. And it says, verse 5, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and begat the Lord that their God had served Balaam and the groves. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the land, into the hand of the Cushite, the king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served this king 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel. He delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel and went out to war. And the Lord delivered the king of Mesopotamia into his hands, and his hands prevailed against that king. And the land had rest 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. So that is where the Lord showed his mercy. And again, today he has shown his mercy to us, my brothers and sisters, for, you might say, the final time. He sent his son. Remember in the parable, Jesus said that he had the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of paradise is like a householder that lent out his vineyard to husbandmen, and he went to a far country. And then when he returned, he came for the production of the fruit, and they didn't give him any. And he sent his servants. These servants were judges to take care of them, and they would not accept. They rejected him. And the last of all, he sent his son. My brothers and sisters, that's where we are today in that instance. Now let's turn our Bible sources to John, our complement, John chapter 3, verse 15 through 18. John chapter 3, verse 15 through 18. Listen to what John says. He says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. My precious brothers and sisters, just like Othniel was sent in to relieve the Israelites from their captivity and oppression, so has Jesus come into the world this last time, though. That is the thing that we're looking at, that he has come into this world this last time. And we are not responding, and you can see where our non-response is getting us: tribulation and anxiety and stress and despondency and chaos in many instances. So this is what I'm trying to share in this instance, that we must respond to Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I am the life. No one comes to me but by way of the Father, and no one comes to the Father but by way of me. So you cannot have Jesus without the Father. You can't have the Father without Jesus. And we know, again, that God has given all power in heaven and on earth, in earth, to his Son. For he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So that is what I'm sharing with you now. So in order to avoid what is confronting you, my brothers and sisters, we must come and go to Jesus Christ. Okay, we're going to look at another instruction. This will be the final one for this evening. We're going to look at Judges again. Turn back with me to Judges, and we're going to look at Judges chapter 12, and we're going to look at, Judges chapter 3, and it's going to be verse 12 through 21. And what I want you to do is keep in mind this instruction, number 9, we're looking at another a judge. Again, you know, Christ is the last for us today, but in this time frame, there were many judges. And we're going to look at Ehud. He ruled next after Othniel. All right? And this is what it says in Judges chapter 3, verse 12 through 21. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which he had two edges of a cubit length. And he did grab it under his raiment up to his thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all they that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he rose out of his seat, and Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. My brothers and sisters, Jesus died on the cross that we might have salvation. And that is the key. Now let's go to our New Testament compliment, and we're going to see how Acts 21, verse 17 through 20 compares with what we just read. Listen to what is said. Acts 21, and it is verse 17 through 20. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went into us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they had heard it, they glorified God and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. Now, I'm repeating what I gave you in the first instruction, and this is just saying how, again, after we have received so many different prophets and so many different apostles, that we are now held in condemnation because we are not listening. And Jesus Christ, again, is the only way. But he did send out those to continue to preach and teach the word of God until the end. And that's the conclusion of this lesson for this evening. And before we dismiss, I would like to say, as I always do, that the host and I are definitely blessed by your participation and your encouragement as you give us input on this show. Now, for those listeners, before we end, he that hath an ear, let him hear what God has said tonight. God bless and
Johnson, Jasper Long, oh my, oh my, what a vision. John told Shadow Seek up gold, where all God's things shall forever flow. I wonder time and again, how could it have been to gain up on the heavenly throne? But I wonder no more when I step on that shore to walk on the stony ground of John Saul.
Thank you for joining us for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. BIBLE. I hope you are blessed by our program. Please join us every Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Good night.